You cut the breaker, and the house goes quiet. The dead switch on the wall has bugged you for weeks. Tonight you fix it. You set a small tray on the floor with your tools in neat rows. You check for voltage twice, then once again for calm. The old switch feels loose. The outlet across the room is cracked and yellowed. You want clean, safe, and right. Not guesswork. Not luck. A careful plan, a steady hand, and checks that prove the job is done. You can do this without drama if you follow clear steps, keep the wires labeled, and never rush the power up. You learn how to replace a light switch and a standard receptacle the way a pro does it on a slow evening, with bright light, solid habits, and photos that show what changed. You make the room safe. Chapter 1, Scope, Safety, and Setup. Hook. You will replace a single-pole light switch and a standard duplex receptacle in a finished room. You will plan the work, de-energize the circuit, verify zero, and map the conductors so that wiring in Chapter 2 is smooth. You will set yourself up to pass a basic safety and function check on the first try. Scope. You handle common residential branch circuits. You work with copper conductors only. You will not alter the circuit layout. You will not add new boxes. You will not open the panel except to operate the breaker handle. You will not work on aluminum branch wiring, multi-wire branch circuits, or shared neutral configurations. If you find those, you stop and call a licensed electrician. Your goal is to replace one single-pole switch that controls a light and one standard duplex receptacle on the same or nearby circuit. You match device ratings to the circuit. You stay within box fill limits. You restore cover plates and label the breaker schedule. Safety. You protect yourself and the house. Wear safety glasses. Wear insulated work gloves when pulling conductors from a box. Remove rings and watches. Work in dry conditions with dry hands. Put a slip sheet or drop cloth under the work area to catch screws. Keep pets and kids away. Use a bright work light powered from a different circuit or a battery light. Place a non-contact voltage tester and a multimeter on the tray so you can confirm 0 volts twice. Follow local code. If something feels uncertain, stop and ask a licensed electrician to inspect before you continue. Electrical safety steps that you will repeat out loud for the ear. Cut power at the breaker. Confirm the right breaker by testing the device before and after. Place a lockout or a tag on the breaker if you can. Return to the device. Use your non-contact tester at the face of the device. Remove the cover plate. Test again. Pull the device forward carefully without touching bare metal. Test each conductor with the non-contact tester. Use the multimeter on AC volts to confirm zero between hot and neutral and between hot and ground. Say the numbers out loud. Zero means safe to proceed. If you ever see voltage above a few tenths, back out and recheck the breaker. If a tester shows inconsistent results, stop and call a pro. Tools and materials. Non-contact voltage tester. Digital multimeter rated for residential use. Insulated screwdriver set. Needle nose pliers. Wire stripper with gauge holes that match your conductors. Side cutters. Labels or masking tape and a pen. Wire connectors approved by code. 6-inch green grounding pigtail if needed. Short lengths of the same gauge copper for pigtails. Replacement devices. One single pole switch rated for the circuit and one duplex receptacle rated for the circuit. Standard household circuits are often 15 amp with 14 gauge copper. Kitchen and dedicated circuits may be 20 amp with 12 gauge copper. Match device rating to breaker and conductor size. Cover plates. Flashlight or work light. Small tray or magnetic bowl for screws. Parts identification. Look at the single pole switch you plan to install. It has 2 brass-colored side screws for the hot in and the switched leg out. It has 1 green screw for the ground. There is no neutral termination on a simple single pole switch. If the old switch is a smart switch that uses a neutral, you will see a neutral bundle in the box. You will cap the neutral bundle back together with an approved connector when using a standard single pole switch. Look at the duplex receptacle. It has 2 brass screws on the hot side and 2 silver screws on the neutral side. It has 1 green screw for the ground. There is a breakoff tab on each side that joins the 2 halves. For a standard always hot receptacle on a single circuit, you leave both tabs intact. If you see a switched half in the old device, note that the hot side tab is often removed. You will map that now so you can set it correctly later. Know your wires. Hot is usually black or red. Neutral is usually white. Ground is bare copper or green. You may see a switch loop in older work where white is used as hot feed to a switch. If white is used as a hot in a switch loop, it should be re-identified with tape at both ends. If you find odd colors, stop and trace with a meter. Do not guess. Conductor size must match. 14-gauge copper pairs with a 15-amp breaker. 12-gauge copper pairs with a 20-amp breaker. Read the jacket printing when you can. If the wire feels thick and stiff, it may be 12-gauge. Do not force a 15-amp device on a 20-amp circuit. Match ratings. Lighting circuit map before power down. Stand at the switch. Toggle it. The light should respond. Plug a small lamp or a plug-in tester into the receptacle. Now you know how the devices are supposed to behave. If the receptacle is half-switched, the top or bottom will go off with the switch. You note that now. Take a clear photo of each device and the surrounding wall before you remove anything. Breakers, labels, and lockout. At the service panel, locate the likely breaker by reading the schedule. If the schedule is blank or wrong, test by turning off a suspected breaker and asking someone to try the light and the plugged-in lamp. Once confirmed, place a tag. If you have a clip-on lockout, use it. Do not rely on memory. Write on the tag, working on room name, do not energize your name, date, and time. Zero voltage checks. Back at the switch, hold the non-contact tester to the faceplate. It should stay quiet. Remove the cover plate with the insulated screwdriver. Pull the switch forward 1 inch. Test the side of the device. Touch no bare metal. Move to the receptacle. Repeat. Now set your multimeter to AC volts. Touch the black probe to the ground screw or bare ground bundle. Touch the red probe to the hot side screw. You should see zero. Check hot to neutral. You should see zero. Say the numbers. Write them on a scrap if that helps. This is your habit. It keeps you safe. Label and document. Before you loosen a single screw, place small tape labels on each conductor. At the switch, mark the constant hot as feed. Mark the switched leg as to light. Mark the ground as ground. At the receptacle, mark hot, neutral, and ground. If you see more than one hot or more than one neutral, those are pass-through conductors serving downstream devices. You will use pigtails so that the device screws hold only one conductor each. Take a clear photo of the box showing the conductors and labels. Take a close shot of splices. These photos are your map if anything shifts in the process. Box fill check. Remove the device mounting screws and gently ease the device forward. Count the insulated conductors entering the box. Include pigtails and device yoke allowances per local code. If the box is over capacity, you must not add more connectors or long pigtails. If the box is tight but legal, plan careful routing. If it is overfilled, stop and consult a pro about installing a larger box. A crowded box leads to heat, loose terminations, and trips. You aim for neat bends and no sharp kinks. Work area setup. Place screws in the tray. Place the new device within reach. Pre-bend pigtails. One ground pigtail of the same gauge copper, about 8 inches long with a preformed hook. One hot pigtail and one neutral pigtail if you expect multiple feeds on the receptacle. Strip the ends to the strip gauge on the device, usually about 3/8 of an inch. Confirm with the gauge on your stripper tool. Read the strip length twice. Dry run and mental model. At the switch, constant hot on a brass screw, switched leg on the other brass screw, ground to green. No neutral on a standard single pole switch. At the receptacle, hot to brass, neutral to silver, ground to green. Tabs intact for a standard always hot duplex. If a half-switched receptacle is required, you will remove the hot side tab and land the switched hot on one brass screw and the constant hot on the other. Neutral tab stays intact unless a split neutral exists, which is not covered here. If you see a shared neutral or a multi-wire branch with a handle-tied two-pole breaker, stop and call a pro. Final pre-work checklist. Breaker off and tagged. Zero confirmed with two testers. Photos taken. Labels on all conductors. Pigtails prepped. Device ratings match breaker and wire gauge. Bright light in the room. Room quiet and safe. That is your setup. Chapter 2, replace and wire correctly. Hook. You have a clean box, labeled conductors, and the breaker is tagged. Now you make terminations the right way, at the right torque, with neat routing that avoids strain. You will replace a single pole light switch first, then a standard duplex receptacle. You will test function before you close the plates. Safety recap in one line. Power is off and verified. If any reading shows voltage above a few tenths, You stop and recheck the breaker. Switch replacement steps. Step 1. Pull the old switch forward. Loosen the side screws. If conductors are on backstab holes, press the release slot and withdraw the conductors straight out. Do not twist. Backstab connections are not preferred. You will use side screws. Step 2. Inspect conductor ends. If copper is nicked, cut back to clean copper and strip fresh to the device gauge mark. Make a smooth hook that wraps clockwise under the screw head. The open end points to the right, so tightening draws the hook closed. Step 3. Identify the constant hot feed. That is the conductor that was on the common screw or the one that tested hot when the circuit was live. Land it on one brass screw. Land the switched leg to the light on the other brass screw. Land the ground on the green screw. If there is a ground bundle, add a ground pigtail from the bundle to the switch so the device has its own ground. Tighten each screw firmly. If your device lists a torque value, use a small torque screwdriver. For audio clarity, think snug and repeatable. Step 4. Shape the conductors in gentle folds so the device can sit flat. Keep the ground behind or below the device so it cannot touch the brass screws. Step 5. Mount the switch in the correct orientation. On a toggle, up is on. Center it in the opening. Do not over-tighten the yoke screws into drywall anchors. Draw it down evenly. Receptacle replacement steps. Step 1. Pull the old receptacle forward. Note whether the hot side tab is intact. If the old receptacle was half-switched, the hot tab may be removed and one hot is switched. Confirm with your photo. If the new plan is a standard always-hot receptacle, you must ensure the switch no longer feeds this device. If the room still needs a switched half, you will replicate the split hot by removing only the hot side tab and landing the switched hot and the constant hot on separate brass screws. Step 2. Remove the old conductors. If more than one neutral or hot exists, you will not land more than one conductor under a single device screw. Instead, you will splice the same color conductors with an approved connector and add a short pigtail to the device. This improves reliability and makes future service easier. Step 3. Prepare pigtails. Same gauge as the circuit. Strip to the correct length. Twist with pliers only if the connector requires it. Many modern connectors do not require twisting. Follow the connector instructions. Step 4. Make up the neutrals. Join all white neutrals with the neutral pigtail under a rated connector. Tug each conductor to confirm secure grip. Land the neutral pigtail on a silver screw. Make a clockwise hook. Tighten firmly. Step 5. Make up the hots. Join the constant black hots with the hot pigtail under a rated connector. If you have a switched hot for a split receptacle, do not tie it in. Instead, break the hot side tab on the new receptacle with a small pliers by bending it back and forth until it snaps cleanly. Land the constant hot pigtail on the brass screw you choose for the always hot half. Land the switched hot on the other brass screw. Tighten both. Step 6. Grounds. Join all bare copper grounds with a green pigtail. Land the pigtail to the green screw on the device. Ensure the metal box, if present, is bonded by a ground clip or screw. Step 7. Device depth and flush. Fold the conductors back into the box in smooth arcs. Keep the ground away from hot screws. Set the device so the yoke sits flat to the box ears and the face will be parallel to the wall. Tighten the mounting screws evenly. If the box is set deep, use listed spacers so the device is not floating. You want the cover plate to sit flat without rocking. GFCI notes for wet and required areas. If code requires GFCI protection at this location, use a GFCI receptacle or ensure the circuit is protected upstream. On the device, line terminals feed the receptacle itself. Load terminals feed downstream devices that you want protected. If you are not sure about line versus load, land only on line and cap the downstream conductors with a connector until you can confirm. A miswired GFCI will not protect you. Follow local code. Power up and function test. Step 1. Clear tools from the box. Ensure no bare copper touches the device screws. Install the cover plates loosely for safety. Step 2. Remove the lockout or tag with intention. Return to the panel. Turn the breaker on. Step 3. At the switch, toggle on. The light should respond at once. Toggle off. At the receptacle, plug in a small lamp or an outlet tester. Both top and bottom should read correct if always hot. If one half is switched, verify that it follows the switch. Step 4. Multimeter checks. Measure AC volts hot to neutral. It should read near 120. Measure hot to ground. It should match. Measure neutral to ground. It should read near zero. Say the numbers out loud. Write them if you like. Step 5. Heat check. Leave the lamp on for 10 minutes. Place the back of your fingers near the device screws through the cover opening. You should feel no unusual warmth. A tiny rise over room temperature under load can be normal. Any notable heat calls for rechecking screws. Fit and finish. Square the devices so the cover plates sit level. Tighten plate screws just past snug. Do not crack the plate. Wipe fingerprints. Restore furniture. Save your labels in a small bag taped inside the cover plate if you want a service record. One line recap. You cut power, confirmed zero twice, labeled and mapped conductors, made clean terminations with pigtails, tested at power up, and proved safe operation with a meter and a brief heat check. Chapter 3. Troubleshoot and maintain. Hook. A perfect looking plate can hide loose screws, a backstab joint behind a tab, or a shared neutral that trips protection. You will learn the patterns, test them in minutes, and decide when to stop and call a pro. Safety one line. If a tester ever shows unexpected voltage, or if a condition points to a multi-wire branch circuit, stop and escalate. Quick tools list for troubleshooting. Plug-in outlet tester. Digital multimeter. Non-contact tester. Small load like a lamp. Screwdrivers and pliers. Camera for photos. Notebook for readings. Common faults and fast checks. Reverse polarity. The hot and neutral landed on the wrong screws. Symptom can be a tester showing the specific fault lights. Fix by cutting power, moving the conductors to the correct sides. Hot to brass. Neutral to silver. Confirm with a meter on power up. Open ground. Tester shows no ground. You find no ground conductor in the box in older work. Do not install a 3-slot receptacle without a proper ground unless allowed by local code with labels that state no equipment ground. A better fix is to run a new grounding conductor or consult a pro. Open neutral. Lights flicker. Some loads do not work. Meter shows hot to ground at 120, but hot to neutral is low or jumping. Cut power. Tighten and remake neutral splices with a new connector. Do not leave neutrals under backstab holes. Use pigtails and screws. Bootleg ground. A dangerous illegal jumper from neutral to ground at the device. This can make a tester show fake good results. Look for a short white wire to the green screw. Remove it and correct the wiring. Ground and neutral must bond only at the service equipment, not at outlets. Loose backstab joint. Intermittent power, heat, or arcing marks on the old device. Pull the device. Remove the backstabbed wire. Strip fresh copper. Land it under the screw. Check for heat damage. Replace the device if you see discoloration. Half-switched confusion. A lamp only works on one half. That can be correct if designed. If you intended an always hot duplex, ensure the hot side tab is intact and only one hot pigtail lands on brass. If a switch must control a half, remove the hot tab and land the switched conductor on the chosen half. AFCI or GFCI trips. Nuisance trips can indicate real faults. Plug-in loads with leakage can trip GFCI. Shared neutral issues can trip AFCI or combined devices. Confirm your wiring. If the device trips instantly after correct rewiring, escalate. Deeper clues that demand a pro. Two hots in the same cable jacket with a shared neutral that returns to a two-pole breaker. That is a multi-wire branch. It must have a handle-tied two-pole breaker so both hots trip together. If you find this and it is not set up correctly, stop and call an electrician. Aluminum branch wiring. Dull gray conductors with AL printed on the jacket. Special devices and terminations are required. Do not proceed. Overfilled box with brittle insulation or scorch marks. Replace the box and examine the circuit end to end. Any reading that does not make sense after careful testing. Maintenance plan. Every 6 months, test GFCI or AFCI devices by pressing test and then reset. Every year, remove power and check plate tightness and device mounting. Take an infrared thermometer reading if you own one. Keep your notebook of readings. Clean plates and keep dust away from slots. Update the breaker schedule with clear labels. Store photos of the box with labels in a home file. Documentation and proof. Take a photo of your meter showing 120 hot to neutral and 120 hot to ground after install. Take a photo of neutral to ground near zero. Save with the room name and date. For inspection or resale, this small record shows care and reduces doubt. Teach someone. Show a family member how to cut the breaker, test for zero, and check an outlet with a simple tester. Safety spreads when more than one person knows the steps. Recap in three bullets. Cut power, confirm zero twice, and plan the work. Use pigtails and screw terminals for solid terminations and clean routing. Test with a meter, check heat, and maintain with regular checks and photos.